The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for October 2017.
Non-disabled Americans do not understand disabled ones. That was clear at the memorial service for Timothy Cook when longtime friends got up to pay him heartfelt tribute. "He never seemed disabled to me," said one. "He was the least disabled person I ever met," pronounced another. It was the highest praise these non-disabled friends could think to give a disabled attorney who, at 38 years old, had won landmark disability rights cases, including one to force public transit systems to equip their buses with wheelchair lifts. But more than a few heads in the crowded chapel bowed with uneasy embarrassment at the supposed compliment. It was as if someone had tried to compliment a black man by saying, "You're the least black person I ever met." As false as telling a Jew, "I never think of you as Jewish." As clumsy as seeking to flatter a woman with, "You don't act like a woman." Here in this memorial chapel was a small clash between the reality of disabled people and the understanding of their lives by others. It was the type of collision that disabled people experience daily. Yet any discordancy went unnoticed, even to the well-meaning friends of a disability rights fighter like Cook. To be fair to the praise givers, their sincere words were among the highest accolade that Americans routinely give those with disabilities. In fairness, too, most disabled people would gladly have accepted the compliment some 15 years before, the time when the speaker's friendship with Cook had begun. But most people with disabilities now think differently. It's not that disabled people are overly sensitive, but as a result of an ongoing revolution in self-perception, they, often along with their families, no longer see their physical or mental limitations as a source of shame or something to overcome in order to inspire others. Today they proclaim it's okay, even good, to be disabled. Cook's childhood polio forced him to wear heavy corrective shoes, and he walked with difficulty. But taking pride in his disability was for Cook a celebration of the differences among people and gave him a respectful understanding that all share the same basic desires to be full participants in society. These are the first two paragraphs in the introduction to No Pity, People with Disabilities Forging a New Civil Rights Movement by Joseph P. Shapiro. While this book was published in 1994, 4 years after the Americans with Disability Act was signed, and 2 years after this important legislation came into effect, the content is still relevant today, more than 20 years later. Some of the facts are out of date, and knowledge of disability has changed, and some parts might seem a bit out of touch. But the book is the best I have read to share the history of the disability rights movement. Chapters cover all aspects of the wonderfully diverse disability community and the element we all share, the attitudes of other people. The author is a National Public Radio correspondent, and his writing is an easy read while being a masterful review of the last of the human rights movements of the 20th century, a movement still finding its form in the 21st. A quick Google search discovered that the book is easily found. My local library system has a couple of copies. You can find it at Glass, the Georgia Libraries for Accessible Statewide Services, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and many other sources of reading material. I highly recommend this book. Disability Rights Update is the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights. Brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led organization. You can contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For Georgia Radio Reading Service, this is Linda Pogue.